I have the pleasure for my first interview tonight, sitting in with boys basketball coach from Norburn, Coach Josh Deitch.
There you go.
And coach's team 56, opponent 66. They had a game against Tina Avalon tonight. Overall record 8-5, conference record 2-3. And good evening, coach, and thank you very much for being here.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
You want to tell us a little bit about how the game started out tonight?
Well, actually, first, before I get into Tina, we played another game earlier in the week that I'd like to go over a little bit. We played Brunswick Wildcats, and that was on a Tuesday night. And we came out victorious in that one, 68-36 on them. We played, that's probably about the best team basketball we've played this year. And I was really proud of the boys, and I had some pretty good scores. I had one kid, number 31, Tristan McNelly. He hit 7 threes and had 29 points total. Walker Russell, number 21, had 14 points. And then Jacob McCoy, number 13, had 10 points. And this was all in three quarters because we had, I mean, we got a lead, and I took my boys out and got some other kids some playing time. So I just wanted to cover that one real quick. I was pretty pleased with them after that game. But
Coach, while we're talking.
I'm
sorry. Well, while we're talking about your game on Tuesday night, why don't you let us know, if you have your stats in front of you, how about rebounds and assists for that game as well?
Rebounds. I had number 21, Walker Russell. He had 9 rebounds, 2 steals, and 6 blocks, which was a really good game for him. 31, Tristan McNally had 4 assists and 2 steals. He did his part. Jacob McCoy had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Logan Korff had 4 rebounds, 2 assists. You know, it goes on down the line a little bit, but I mean, I was just really proud of the way they played. They played good team basketball. They were all encouraging each other. I mean, they were ready to play that night, and it really showed out on the basketball court. And that was a district game, so that has a lot of implications for us later on down the road.
All right, perfect. And what about last night's game? I think earlier in the interview I said tonight you had a game tonight, but actually you had a game last night against Tina Avalon. You want to tell us how that one went?
Actually, you guys were up there to call it, and it was I don't know how to explain it. It was up and down, back and forth. Stop the game for 10 minutes, look for a contact. I mean, it was just all over the place. One of the weirdest games I've ever been involved with. But I mean, we played solid, and Tina boys are a really good basketball team. They're Coach Nick Larson. He's got them playing really good basketball right now, and we were hanging with them. It was 8-9 at the end of the first, 23-23 at half, and then they kind of spread it out a little bit. Third quarter had a 9-point lead. They ended up winning by 10, but it doesn't say that we're, you know, within 4 points or so in the fourth quarter. But they hit some free throws late. We had to go to fouling, and they hit some, but they missed a lot. But they hit ones that were needed. Scoring wise, number 31, Tristan Minella, led us again. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threes last night, and overall 25 points. He's really playing good basketball right now. He's getting everybody else involved, and he's such a tough guard because he can shoot the ball, no kidding, from 30 feet out. And I don't get upset with him because I've seen him hit it over and over and over again. And I'll just, you know, I got several plays where he can just say the heck with the play, and he'll pull up from somewhere, and I'm mad that he shot it, but then it goes in, and everything's cleared off. But he's just a heck of a ball player. He really gets everybody else involved, and I got a lot of good role players that do their part. But we came out on the short end of the stick. They had 4 kids score double figures and another kid right at 9. And it's just hard to win the games whenever they got that many kids scoring double figures.
Yeah, and it's really hard to, whenever you don't bring the victory home, but it's such a slim, slim loss. I mean, you're only 10 points, so that is always hard. But you have a lot of work to do. I know you guys are always working in between games. Before we get into where your next game's going to be, I do want to remind all of you coaches out there, 800-214-2173 is the phone number. We are taking interviews now, 800-214-2173. Again, I am speaking with Coach Josh Deitch. He is the Norburn boys basketball coach. They played a game against Tina Avalon last night. Very slim loss for the Norburn boys. Overall record 8-5, conference record 2-3. And coach, do you want to talk about your conference games a little bit tonight?
Conference has been a struggle for us a little bit this year. We had an early loss to Hale, which started us 0-1 in the conference, and then we bounced back. We played Southwest Wildcats, who's had our number for the past few years, but we got a big win against them. And then we ran into Hardin, we ran into Tina, just, you know, some good basketball teams. That, you know, Hardin's a big physical basketball team, and Tina's a pretty big physical basketball team, and they're a tough matchup for us. But, you know, my boys played really hard, and I thought they were going to come away with it, but TA, congrats to TA, they came away with it at the end of the game.
Now, Coach, I know no coach likes for me to ask you this question, but I have to ask it anyway. I was listening to a game actually being called on the radio tonight that was being played, a basketball game, and one of the players, well, she was sick, and she was sidelined, and she was a starter. So how about your team? Have you had any illness this season?
Yeah, I'm going to call you if we happen to get some boys come up sick. But
okay,
no, we've really done pretty good, and I'm knocking on wood right now that nothing else happens to us. But we've been very good. No injuries, no sickness. I mean, the boys have really been healthy throughout the season, and I hope it continues. I hope they keep taking care of their bodies. I try to encourage that every night after practice, to go home, replenish their fluids, and eat a good meal, and get plenty of rest. That's something a high school kid doesn't get too much of because they're got so much other stuff going on. But
right.
I really try to encourage it with them, and I think they're doing it, but I, once again, I really have no idea what they do at night. So, but.
All right, Coach, do you have anything else you would like to add this evening?
No, not really. We start the Keytesville tournament next week. We play Monday night against Keytesville. We got the 2 seed, and it's only a 6-team tournament, but hopefully we can get some wins there and hopefully be in a championship game and maybe come away with a championship trophy out of there.
All right, Coach, we look forward to hearing from you next week.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the time and all the coverage you guys do for us.
You're very welcome, and thank you. Coach Josh Deitch, Norburn boys basketball coach, very slim loss tonight, 56-66 to Tina Avalon. Overall record 8-5, conference record 2-3. He and his team are part of KMZU's Fifth Quarter Show.